This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, the beautiful Jenny Pumanuka.
Good morning, guys.
Phelps, yeah, and we've got Rod.
Yes, good morning, Jack.
Good morning,
Steve
from
Steve Berkeley.
Steve, okay. No, Carl.
Carl.
Not
Berkeley.
To be confused with Niles Berkeley.
Right. So, being the alternative media, I've realised going along to the Rates Association that they're changing, they're getting a new president. But I wanted to know where the clout was, standing up for what you believe and challenging the council. So I put this together, referenda now, petition parliament, power to the people. Why are politicians and councillors putting communities deeper into debt, serving global financial interests, using rule of power, rule of power, not rule of law. Restore accountability, represent people, stop council amalgamation, EWAS water control. So I want the power base to go back with the people. Okay, so it's a government for the people, by the people. And also in our churches, I believe that everyone's called to be a priest, headship believer, and a counterpart bride of Christ. And the second to last verse in the Bible says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. So Christ needs to arise in our hearts, and he needs to come from within and without, and the remnant need to manifest the bride of Christ. So we need to. He needs to have a bride that matches him. He comes quickly as our life matures. So that means that Christians have to get their act together. Now, I must admit, I was upset with the New Zeal Party in Nauru, because Nauru was part of the National Party, and he started the New Zeal Party, got all these Christians together, and then he joined up with Winston Peters and felt he had the right to deregister the party. That was treasonous. Because we would have had all these Christians promoting Christ over family, Christ over Westminster system law, and restoring, you know, freedom, justice, and equality to the people. And it's interesting, New Zealand First has not delivered on immigration, cost of living, government spending, housing and health. And something radical, this is the cartoonist, and this is Shane Jones speaking. I'm calling on other politicians to take off your knee pads. It's a common expression to illustrate a ridiculous level of obsequiousness. I don't know, I'm just soaking up the vibes, this person says. This is weird. So what is that taking off the kneecaps?
Jack, it's got to do with laying carpet. The wool is tariff-free, and if you've ever laid carpets, you've got to push it into the corners. So it's really on Shane Jones has got the knee pads rather than Luxon.
It means to perform a sexual act, be submissive and eager to please. So what the hell is
it? Wait a minute. I totally skipped this. I missed something. What's the word?
He talks to the politicians that they're taking off their knee pads.
So what
that
happened is...
Is that like a sexual innuendo or something?
Yes. Oh, so what happened is Prime Minister, the largest democracy on the planet, came to New Zealand after 40 years, and Luxon, as the head of state, greeted him, and Shane sniped from the sidelines with those comments about the knee pads.
I don't know that Shane Jones has a brain and a head. What do you guys think?
He does enjoy wine and beer. I've seen him hungover a few times.
I don't want a butter chicken tsunami.
He wants to put the woke and the other parties in a bad light. Mm, cool. And Chris Hipkins said it was a real crass thing for him to say. But however, I want to start acknowledging the fact that if we're going to be standing in for the PICS party, the People's Independent Candidates, okay, that we have to take on policies, we have to act like we are the Prime Minister of the country, and even the Governor General, because they have a legislative body at the top level, okay, yep. An executive body, and then judiciary. And the judiciary needs to be answerable to the people. So I'm standing for family restoration, social justice, health and the arts. So if social justice is an article in the paper, car sleepers and cars harassed. There's no tent accommodation in the park for them. And it seems to me we're going into a situation of them and us, sort of like population elimination. You don't matter at the bottom of the rung. Yep.
Did you see that article last week, that news article about how the Prime Minister's office instructed MSD not to give away as much emergency housing as they were when
right.
Labor was in?
Really?
Oh, wow. Right.
Did you hear that? On Jack Tame Show.
But what does National even care about the poor? Does National care about the underclass, the fact that they're not working?
They base all their campaigns around, oh, the evil capital gains tax. Oh, the evil Labor's going to tax us way more. People just want to feed their kids.
Yeah. Jack, we've got Carl here.
Rod, your next one, Minister for Law and Justice, Chancellor for Maori Affairs. Minister for Promoting Equitable Outcomes, Maori and Non-Maori, for all New Zealanders. Would you agree with that?
Jack, we did talk earlier about Albert's meeting later on. Albert chooses not to be on the electoral roll because he's part of an Indigenous population. I know you're shaking your head. So
because you don't vote, you don't complain. Too many people find excuses not to actually be part of
the
system.
I'm part of an Indigenous race with fourth generation New Zealanders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's 475 million around the world, Jack. So they're a treaty partnership, and so it's one of the fascinating things by you having Albert on the show. It allowed us to think that there are people, part of the 8 billion on the planet, who also have souls, if you're believe in God, and they have just as much right to have their own opinions as well, Jack.
Yeah, but see, if there's... I believe in self-determination. I'm a sovereign, but I obey the system. I pay for my taxes and I register my car. Mm. And the time that car, he got off, he should have had common sense to say, well, the cops know about me now.
I saw your car outside. It's got abortion, stop a beating heart. I've been thinking about that, Jack. Cool.
Now, Stephen Kelp.
Yes.
Okay.
Phelps.
Yep. Okay. Minister for Anti-Corruption, Transparency, okay, for Families and Future Generations. Okay, so you're a father of how many children?
12 children.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how does that motivate you to want to help families?
I will die for those 12 children and anybody's children.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way things are going in this country through our education system, the corruption in government.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm standing for that.
Yeah.
Jack. And,
you know, we have a lot of families. I've gone through family alienation myself.
So have I.
And it's very hard having shared parenting and working in with the mother and all this sort of thing. And a lot of fathers end up rejected, and some of them, unfortunately, take their lives.
Yes, true.
Because they're not favoured by the judge or by the current system. Mm-hmm. So what about Minister for Anti-Corruption?
Yeah.
You want greater transparency. What would you do there?
Oh, I think all our politicians should be held accountable for these decisions they're making. Look at what the laws are pumping through COVID.
Yeah.
Abortion to birth, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
To me, that's murder.
Yeah.
Simply as they should be facing trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely be held accountable, challenged.
Yeah. It's not just this term, it goes back decades.
I know, but I've only just woken up recently.
Now we I've been awake for 30 or more years.
Now we have Carl Berkeley here today. We did interview him a few weeks ago, but he's here. He's Minister for Transport, Energy, Electricity, Gas and Oil, Fuels and Bitumen. So how would you actually define that role and what would you do about it?
Well, 4 years ago in 2022, we lost Marsden Point Oil Refinery. That served this country for 58 years, giving us fuel security, gave us bitumen, CO2 and sulphur and other byproducts.
Yeah.
It was only closed down, there's three reasons it closed down. Mm. To start with, Andrew Brewer came from Australia. He's part of Ampel Australia. He came to New Zealand and was running the refinery for a very short time. He closed down the bitumen plant because he said it was costing too much to run it. He could have doubled the price and still been a third cheaper than the rubbish we're bringing in that's destroying every piece of road it's used on. Then COVID came along. I call it con-COVID.
Con-COVID.
Con-COVID came along and the government says, oh, nobody's using any fuel. We'll have to shut the refinery down. Oh, bullshit. Just go into maintenance mode, run at low speed and fill up every tank around New Zealand and just run it at a capacity that will supply emergency services, and if need be, shut the thing down for a month or so and do a maintenance program.
Right, you also stand for defence and manufacturing. Sure. What would you do to the defence forces? Would you actually represent the army better, help us to join in with Australia?
Well, we should be aligned with Australia. Australians got jet airplanes. We can't afford to have jet airplanes. We should have open our bases up that they can land in New Zealand and train New Zealand pilots to fly supersonic jets and stuff like that. Because a lot of those pilots end up flying domestic airlines, international right. airlines that come from our Defence Force training. So our Navy, it's probably needs money spent on it. They wanted to spend a lot of money on accommodation. I feel the Navy should move up to Whangarei, put their defence up there. Because why would you have a major defence thing in your major city of Auckland?
How do you feel about the Kaitiaki sure. Guardians, that is, people who know who they are, to actually defend our own people? Like, you know, I call myself a sheriff because a sovereign citizen, common law equity councillor. So I see my role as defending people in society. So would you go along with self-determination, Kaitiaki Guardians?
Well, I've been, I joined up with Kaitiaki and Nelson to protect our lands. Sue Gray and all those people who were banned 1080 were involved. I've always been outspoken. I believe that the people of our nation have got to stand up and sort our country out. We had two world wars where people went, male and female, went to defend our free nation, and a lot of them died, and a lot of them came home with serious injuries injuries. And we got to honour those people. Every April the 25th, we say, at least we forget, we only remember them till lunchtime.
Yeah, but
rest of the year, we,
What about people that are serving our communities, people in the fire brigade, people who help other people, volunteers in different organisations? I think the community needs to be kind of resurrected, or we need to sort of give honours to people that are doing the work, like our humanitarians, our buddy supporters, definitely. Our holistic yes, healers. Yes. Yep. You know, people are there for the community. Mm. And this is one thing that Luxon and the Top Heavy system has done. They have deprived ordinary New Zealanders being there for one another. And they've created this evil mindset. It's the money. It's the power.
That's
you know what I mean?
None of them are for the community. They're for themselves, Jack. That's what I want to expose. That really riles me.
It riles me too. That it's all about the money.
I'm not sure what's going on with the fire service. This has been going on for a number of years now. I think this government's trying to break the union because the professional firefighters are a union. But you can't get rid of those guys and then say, we're going to have people there that are not covered by a union of any sort, because the firemen there at the moment, the volunteers, if they get hurt at work, firefighting, it's not their work, it's a voluntary thing. If they get hurt or they see something, I used to belong to St John's and went to numerous car accidents, and it's pretty horrific. Mm. Firemen and ambulance staff, volunteers, cannot get any cover from ACC for helping them.
We're not helping our own people anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The whole system's upside down.
And I know volunteers that have gone from out Rangiora into Christchurch to help out for the weekend with St John's, and they don't even get a petrol voucher.
Now, another thing you did bring up was Geoffrey Palmer limited the constitution. They stopped us taking cases to the Privy Council. Yeah, so almost as if we've separated ourselves with truth, honesty and justice and from the Westminster system. We're supposed to be serving the crown, and that's why I talk about the crown of King Jesus and being an equity councillor and this sort of thing. So, and apparently you said in 1852 we had a constitution given to us. What's that all about?
Yeah, there's been a constitution there for way back, sort of, because when this place was pioneered, and it was actually the English came here and the agreements with the Maori tribes to unite as one, and there's the Hiwaka Pūtanga, and there's also the Kururia. I'm not so sure if I'm saying that right, but that is actually a crown. That's a crown seal. That group, if we can get enough of those people joining that group, I think we can take that back. It's sort of like our upper house, but in a different realm. It's relating back to the indigenous people. They're pioneers like us, but they came here 800 years earlier. I recognise that, and I think the rest of New Zealand do. And we want a better nation working for all of us. This country could be the wealthiest country in the world. We've got plenty of oil and gas around us. Mm. Don't waste $1 billion going and doing a new survey. Just go to the maps that we've got and look at what ones have been capped off. They've all been drilled. Look at the ones that have been capped off and can be brought into production.
And produce our own
and that
fuel.
Needs to happen tomorrow, because we're going to lose the Taranaki gas fields very shortly when they close down.
Why didn't Muldoon support all these initiatives, you know, having our own oil and keeping New Zealand?
No, well, it actually... Yeah,
they sold off to the
It started
elitists.
With Keith Holyoake. Yeah. So Keith Holyoake started in 1962. He was the one that started building the refinery. Labor were going to build it prior to that. They talked about it. So Keith Holyoake came along in 62, built the refinery. 64, he opened it. And then Muldoon came along in the 80s.
Now, I want to bring you back to the people's independent candidates. We have the election registration forms. You've got a copy of them there, haven't you? Is it very hard to actually register? Like, you need $300, you need
$300. You've got to be a New Zealand citizen, got to show your passport if you were born overseas, but still a New Zealand citizen.
And I've spoken to them this week. Apparently, you can stand in a different electorate.
100%,
so
Jack.
I can stand in the Hamilton West electorate, provided I get two people to witness for me. You can also stand in a Maori electorate if you have two Maori supporters in that area. But they mentioned something about having Maori blood. Is that important?
No. So the thing is, Jack, if someone nominates you, two people you're talking about, they can't nominate any other person. And so that's one thing that I have picked up from this form, because you imagine two people nominate you and then someone else asks them and they nominate them. All of a sudden you spent your $300 and you're ready to get elected and it can get thrown out. So that's just an important thing that came off this form this morning.
People don't nominate people to be candidates that often anyway, right?
And you can only stand for one electorate. If you stand for one, you can't stand for another.
And you're saying get the country back to where it's owned by the people, by New Zealanders. You know, what's behind data centres, you said? What do you mean by that?
It's an overseas investment. That's all it is.
Apparently there's 50 of them around the country. And it's affecting us.
Yeah, well, there's 170 in Australia, so they monopolise the water. I wonder this EWA thing with water meters. I'm just wondering if it's a push from a data centre corporate body overseas to get water for their data centres. They want to build down 800 megawatts down in Southland.
And they soak up the power. The surveillance state is here. Nation First warns that while nobody is reading your message, yet a system that could that is already built and Canberra is about to extend it. So will there be absolute surveillance? I don't want to be a conspiracy theory or go paranoid over
What's
this.
What's the point of it if it's not surveilling us?
Is Big Brother watching you?
Yeah, of course it is.
But this thing in Southland, if it goes ahead, it's going to destroy Tiwai Point.
Yeah.
Tiwai Point employs over 3,000 people in Southland. My vision for Tiwai Point is to allow it to continue on for whenever. It's getting the cheap power from Manapouri. It's 99.9% purest aluminium in the world, using the greenest power in the world from our hydro.
Yeah.
If we encourage manufacturing, which I want to take on that portfolio, I would encourage manufacturers to come to New Zealand, set up plants in both Southland and Otago, using that raw aluminium instead of exporting it over as raw product, and make products we can export offshore.
So this is wonderful.
Making billions of dollars for this country and creating well-paid jobs in Otago and Southland.
As independent candidates, I'd stand for family restoration, social justice. Ride would stand for law and justice and Maori affairs.
Hang on, Jack.
Promoting equitable outcomes.
You're speaking as if the Governor-General has given you prime ministership and you're appointing the cabinet post. You have to realise every independent sitting around here is going to be asking the Governor-General to be the prime minister and appoint their own ones. So you have to realise that there's a lot of prickly cactuses when independents get together. That's why we're going to go and see Albert later.
Yeah. So
I personally think that the Prime Minister should be elected at the election day by the people.
Yeah. Now, Simon will be standing for involving doing citizens' arrests and private prosecutions. Ministry for Promoting Rule of Law, Public Accountability and Access to Justice. Do you think that's a good role for Simon?
Yeah, well, Simon's not here, but his seat's there. Simon's enjoyed that. One of the things when I was going through law school, I enjoyed reading a Supreme Court case where they reinforced the ability to have private prosecutions independent of the police. And so that's alive and well in New Zealand for good reason. And so that's what Simon's clicked onto and that's what he's talking about.
So if we get back to the William of Orange, and Jesus is an Orangeman on the throne, unto you who fear the name of the Lord shall the Son of Righteousness, that's the colour yellow, arise.
Because Albert talks about righteousness as well.
And
I'm wearing a yellow T-shirt.
When William of Orange, there were 8 million Christians killed, and there was an 80-year war for independence in Holland.
Wow.
And so he brought in nation states, he brought in religious freedom, he brought in a constitutional monarchy right around the world and totally transformed the system. What I fear in New Zealand is with our hijacked system, we're no longer, we should be under the crown, under King Jesus, you know, Jesus reigns.
Amen.
And we should be promoting the Westminster system and even the idea of a sheriff of citizens doing lawful arrests where we are accountable to one another. Why, tell me, Rod, why have we given all our power base and everything away to these ruling global elitists?
Jack, you're waiting for Christ's return, who'll come like a thief in the night. So you're very pregnant, ready to give birth to the recognition of his return.
I want Christ to arise in me and the coming of Christ to experience by Christians. Because a lot of Christians are sitting on the fence, doing nothing.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't give a damn so long as they make their money, they pay a few, I've got my property, I've got my house.
Yeah,
they
don't
give a damn about the community, about changing people.
Evil only prevails because good people do nothing.
That is a powerful.
And as far as our rights being taken away, we've given them away by not doing anything.
Yes, by doing nothing.
You can't blame...
So, Carl Barkley, what electorate are you standing in?
Whangarei.
So there you go, Jack, Whangarei. So all those people that want to vote for Carl Barkley, they can move there and get on the electoral roll. Okay, Jack, I don't have any more questions for Carl.
But my question is, if you're out there And you're thinking about being an independent candidate because the whole system's been rigged.
Yeah.
And you feel that your voice doesn't matter. You need to ring up Carl at 027-594-0090 and contact them on CSI. I like that. That's the federal system in America, is it? CSI.
Crime scene investigator.
Yeah, csi@hotmail.com.
.nz, please.
csi.co.nz, is it?
That's correct. And don't leave me a message. If you want to leave a message, please text it to me or email it.
And if you're thinking about becoming an independent candidate, contact me at 027-678-0867. But I'd like to say, when I stood for the New Zealand Republicans and I burnt the flag once and I told Winston Peters he wouldn't get in, and he didn't get in that particular time. Well,
we are coming down this place forward.
United Constitution, equal in human rights before the law, direct democracy, government as it should be. I want us all in the Independence Party to work together. Each person has a ministry, and where we disagree on co-governance or sovereignty or whatever, we can share it with one another and find the common ground.
Yes. Yeah.
And we don't all have to believe in the same things or go for the same ministry.
Jack, here's a clerical thing. It says before nomination day or on nomination day. What is that date, Jack? That's my question, or homework for those independents out there. Oh, Carl's got his glasses on. No. It's just important because if you send your form and your money in after that date, it won't be accepted. So what is nomination date? Steve, what's the nomination date? What do you got to have it? When do you have to have it into the returning officer by?
I'm glad you asked me that.
You've got a guess, Jenny. I think it's before November the 7th. No? Yeah.
I was paying attention to your beautiful face, and I wasn't actually paying attention to anything you were saying.
I did shave this morning, Jack. Jack, did you shave? I see Carl's got a beard and Steve's got a beard.
Hey, why do older people throw clocks in the air?
Clocks.
No, TikTok.
I've never done it.
To see time fly. Time is short, you know.
Now, Carl's still looking on his phone. He's coming up with that date. I didn't want to distract him. But I think one of the important things, Jack, Rekihu or Whatakauri or Chatham Islands, so if there's a person out there that wants to stand, obviously you've given the Electoral Commission and you've got these papers. They've posted it to you.
Yep.
Here it is. Noon on the 18th of October.
Noon, which is lunchtime. 8th of October, nomination closed for candidates.
Have actually said that.
So when does it open? A month before, 30 days.
We are on the road to global governance with autocrats using rule of power, not rule of law. There you are, Mr. Luxon. And you need to do something about these people being harassed in cars. Because if you were the Prime Minister, what would you do to help the streeties,
They wouldn't be in cars.
Yeah, that's right. Why are politicians, bureaucrats and councillors and officials putting communities deeper into debt? They are serving the global financial interests, not the people, using rule of power, not rule of law. We need to restore accountability, represent people, even taking petitions to the parliament.
Jack, we're just going to clarify this. So the 8th of October is the close, and I think it's 30 days before that, September. September the 7th it starts for 30 days, Jack, and that means you got your form to get in that month.
Yeah.
If you want to stand as an independent and don't want to belong to us, it's fine. But if you want to be part of our party, you need to also register that you're going to be, I'm just trying to see where it is on the form, that you're going to be under the...
got 15 seconds to go.
Your pick party.
Okay.
So wait until we've got the logo sorted before you
send these forms. Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you for coming on the show today. Ring us up.
Get registered
to stand as an independent candidate. So this is from The Fringes this week. Thank you for listening to our show.
Let's be agents of law change.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.